Well, where he is, he's coming. He's coming. There he is.
There I am.
You only click so much at the same time. You know, I'm not that good. See, it's official now. You have an intro. You have an outro. Right. Like I said last episode. You know, it's you are the co-host. Sophia is the guest co-host, filling in when she can. She's busier than both of us. So how you doing, pal? Yeah.
Good.
You doing all right?
I've been really busy. I am in the midst of, so I have some ponds in my backyard that I dug, mm-hmm. I built, and I revamped them. So I've been very busy digging with a shovel and moving a lot of rocks.
There you go.
So the workouts have been outside.
Rocky IV workout going on. Good.
Yeah, absolutely no doubt about it. A lot of fun.
Speaking of the workout, you know, we can't forget, let anybody forget. We can't forget, you know, we had our little round 14 fitness challenge we're doing here. How is that going for you?
Well, like I said, I haven't been in the gym, but I've been moving rocks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, rocks that are like, you know.
Yeah.
And
they're boulders. And, they're not rocks.
Boulders. Yeah. And I don't have machines. I just got myself. So I'm either rolling them, trying to pick them up, you know, but like it's a labor of love. And, you know, as hard as you work out, as much weight as you push, boy, is it so different when you are moving rocks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, you can lift up 100 pounds on a barbell so much easier and differently than you can on a rock. That's why, you know, you grow a different appreciation for those Rocky IV workouts, because you know he did all that stuff. So it's like how, you know, he wasn't CGI or any of that nonsense. No. I mean, so you can definitely appreciate how hard, difficult it is to do a scene like that.
And I can tell it was not CGI when my t-shirt was soaked. There was one. I'm like, I brought this back in my backyard, I don't know, 5-10 years ago. And I was, and this was like one of the last boulders I had to move for the pond. And I'm like, how the hell did I do that? You know, I'm 56 now. I'm like back in the 40s.
Heavy.
I was in my 40s.
Heavy. You
know, oh my God. I'm like, this is crazy.
Well, I have been doing a little more laboring at work as well. Nothing to compare to your 100-pound boulders, but I've definitely been, you know, relocating cinder block and 2x12 beams that are 16 feet long and whatnot. So I've been doing a little bit of that. I've been doing a lot more. I hate to call it jogging because I'm not really jogging, to be very honest. I mean, I'm very briskly walking.
Yep.
And I promised myself when I have my earbuds on that every time Gonna Fly Now comes on, I have to jog.
Okay.
So that's what I do. So as soon as that song comes on for a little 2 minute plus, I have to jog.
Okay.
The other day came on back to back. That kind of sucked really bad.
fast forward.
But I did it. So good. I'm going to get that going a little bit more and then start going back to the gym a little bit. I'm going to start out a little easier, a little maybe just simple heavy bag jump rope and get some body weight workouts in there. I'm only lost 2 pounds. I'm only down to 233. So
the
progress is happening. So
that's awesome.
It's there somewhere.
I've just noticed that, you know, the clothes are fitting better. Even though I haven't been down in my gym, I've been out there morning to night, just moving, digging.
Nice.
You know? So it all adds up. No, one way or another, it's exercise.
Excellent. Very cool. Well, Rick and I were talking before the show about this show of what to do and what to come up with, something a little different. So we're going to try something here. We're not really sure how well it's going to go over. It might go over great. It might really not go over very well. And either way, we'll find out. And either way, we'll adjust.
So, you guys will let us know.
Please do. I mean, by all means, say something. If it's like, guys, what was that? That was just like watching paint dry. Then, you know, say something, please, so we can not make that same mistake.
Comments,
questions. What we're doing.
You know, comments or questions. We'll take them all.
Yeah, please do. Because, you know, we're going to just do it and see where it goes. And
right.
I like to think that the, you know, the, the viewers out there would hopefully say something if it was not as appealing as we're hoping it's going to be.
Sure. Can I point out Tony, can I point out two things real quick?
Yeah, of course.
John Rivoli, oh my God.
Yeah.
Out of the park.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Out of the park.
They're so nice.
Those were birthday presents for my wife.
They're so nice. What size are they? They're pretty big.
Those are the 11 by 16s, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so.
Pretty good size.
Sorry, 16 by 20s or something like that. Yeah,
16 by 20. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, they're a little bit bigger. They look great, though. They look awesome framed.
Oh, my God.
They look so good.
Just John, boom.
Yeah.
Out of the park.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
And then the real hat back there.
I know. You got the fedora paging, got a fedora on, you got the fedora on your dresser back there. Got the Rocky Five cutout with the fedora on.
We're ready to go.
That's awesome.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No. It's our show, man. It's what it's about. We just kind of talk.
Cool.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play Rocky II in its entirety and basically just discuss the movie as it's playing. It's going to be a little unorthodox and it's going to be a little weird. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to whittle my way through YouTube's rules and regulations about copywriting. So when there's music on, more than likely we're going to kind of pause it or lower it so it can't really be picked up. But we're just going to kind of discuss the scenes as it's going on and talk about them and talk about the impact on the movie, what maybe was so good about it or bad, whatever. I don't know. Like I said, Rick and I were kind of tossing ideas around, and it's like that old I didn't watch it a lot, but I know of it. What was the show? Movie something 3000 or whatever, where they sat down and watched a really bad B movie and all they did was just comment on the movie.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I forget what it was. I didn't really watch it. I caught a couple of them here and there.
Okay.
But that's kind of what we're doing, but it's not really bad B movies.
No.
Really good Rocky movies.
That's right.
So what we're doing now is we're going to start the movie. We didn't start. I kind of blew past the beginning because there's music in the very beginning. Of course, we know the beginning was the ending of Rocky, and they show the round 14 very appropriately.
Absolutely.
They show there ain't going to be no rematch. They show Adrian and Rocky, I love you. And then we see the ambulance going through, taking them to the hospital. And it's kind of where it leads now. I'll put it on a little bit louder so we can hear it. So now all the reporters around Rocky, you know, hey, what's going on? Do you think you had it won? And Mickey's yelling at everybody, telling them to stay away. And
this is the man who won the fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, he says, you know, is my nose look as bad as Mickey's?
Yeah.
Rocky, what'd you think going into the last round?
I don't know.
I should have stayed in school.
Yeah.
That's one of the best lines, too. Do you think he had brain damage? I don't see any. And then, of course, Apollo comes in, all boisterous. Stallion, you're so lucky. I mean, think about him coming in like that. He just got into the fight of his career, even though it wasn't supposed to be.
Right.
And he comes barreling into the ER. Let's go right now.
Oh, he's got to be pissed at this point because this is a guy who had no business being in the ring with him. No business whatsoever.
Well, no. And like Duke says in Rocky, he doesn't know it's a damn show. He thinks it's a damn fight.
Right.
Let's finish this bum and let's go home. He thinks, you know, come on, what are you doing?
Right. And Apollo's pissed. He's like, what the hell did just happen here?
True.
Yeah.
True. And then Mickey, of course, like you just said, I don't care what the hell them judges said. He's the man that won the fight.
Right.
I mean, he almost has it. You know, he's got a point. If it was Rocky versus whoever, not the world heavyweight champion,
right,
that fight could have leaned towards Rocky very easily.
Certainly. Certainly.
But because it was Apollo Creed, the heavyweight champion, of course they weren't going to let him win.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to be skewed towards the champ.
Right. Obviously. And then let's face it, the first three, four, whatever it was rounds, I mean, Apollo was picking him apart.
Right.
With the exception of getting the knockdown in the beginning.
Right.
But now, of course, he's in the hospital with the surgeons. He's trying to have his eye fixed and he's worried about his nose. And this is one of the better scenes. What's that?
I ain't never felt this good before.
Of course not. He's hooked up to morphine.
You know, you gotta give it to Sly for just the humor, you know, just injecting little bits of humor here and there. You gotta give it to the guy because it just leaves, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? The lightness of it, you know, there's just so many little funny scenes in these. You know, we all know it's a romance, a love story, but just the comedy part, it just shows his comedic chops, you know?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Well, and also, too, I think he's writing like life is. You're in the hospital and you're getting all anesthesia'd up. We've all mumbled some crazy stuff. Yeah. And that's the fact. So it's
sure. That
in there. That's the way it is. But he you would really see.
It's you're like, frozen there for a minute, buddy.
You would see in real life. I think we lost Rick.
I'm still here.
Oh, he's back. Are we good? Are we good?
You're good. Okay.
We're having connectivity problems. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Must be the summer solstice. And
then, like you were talking about. Like you were talking about with the comedy stuff, adding in the little one-liners or the one zingers. We're at the scene right now where the nurse asks him to sign autograph to Charlie Flynn.
Yeah.
And all the Rockheads know exactly what Rocky says when she leaves.
Yeah.
He's like, so Charlie Flynn, my good friend, who I don't even know.
I don't even know. Yeah. It's you gotta appreciate that. You know, it's like you can think of any actor, actress out there to my best friend, and like, well, who the hell is this person? You know,
right?
You know, right.
And now he gets back to the seriousness of it, where they're showing Rocky opening up Apollo's door in the middle of the night in the hospital.
Right.
He asked him if he gave him his best, and Apollo grudgingly, and I think pride swallowing, said yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, and he did too. If he said no, he would have been full of crap.
Absolutely. He did. Correct. Yeah, he did.
He did. If the original fight was another 5 seconds, Apollo wouldn't have been standing.
No,
he had him against the ropes. He was hitting him.
So let me ask you this, Tony, because, you know, between you and I, we've probably watched it like 3 million times, right?
Oh, God.
You know, I've looked. But I could never see, I don't know, because it's my eyes or maybe the video or whatever. They're saying, oh, Apollo's coughing up blood. Did you ever see it? I could never see it.
You know, I didn't see it in the original. You saw it in the Rocky II.
I never saw it.
He was spitting it, but I didn't see it in the original because like the announcer said, he's like, oh, he's coughing up blood now. Oh, you know, and he hits him again. But that at that point, the camera was pretty far away from the ring.
Right, right.
So it was definitely hard to see. But, I mean, the floor was a lighter color. But I never really saw it either. So, I mean, he could have been spewing it out and missed it away.
I don't know why I bring that up. It's something like I'm like, I don't know why I wanted to see it. I just wanted to see it because it was like part of the movie. You know, I'm like, I wanted to see it because, you know, he gives him the shot to the ribs. You know, like in the slaughterhouse and, you know, it's like now, you know, you kind of flash forward to where maybe 3 or 4 or even Balboa where they do the cough and the blood goes like
that. Yeah. you know it was. Well, and then think about it too, though. They didn't have that makeup fund probably like they should have in Rocky.
Sure.
They had more money in Rocky too. I don't know.
Sure.
You know, it was. But he got his answer by saying, Apollo saying yes, that he gave him his best. And I think that was a little, I don't want to say comforting for Rocky, but made him feel good. And he did give the heavyweight champ a run for his money. And then, of course, we're wandering into the zoo now, which is kind of odd. I've always thought this was the oddest thing in the world because everybody that knows these series very well, in the original, Buddy, Gazzo's driver, told Rocky to take her to the zoo.
Right.
Because he heard retards like the zoo.
Right.
Rocky did not like that. But yeah, he took her to the zoo.
Was it in, I'm not familiar with Philly, but was it in close proximity to the hospital?
I don't know either.
we'll have to ask Mike.
Oh, it's hysterical. It's hysterical that he took her to the zoo. And then, of course, you got the tiger connection. The tiger's there.
Right.
Leading up to the eye of the tiger.
Right.
You know, and he proposes in a rocky way of what are you doing for the next 30 or 40 years, 40 years. Yep. He's like, I ain't going to leave any hair in the sink or anything. I'm going to be a good guy.
Yeah.
And those two, they just like my John Rivoli there. They're soulmates.
That's it.
So, of course, she says yes. They go and get married. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of odd because in this film, the title of the song that when they're driving the ambulance to the hospital is Redemption. And that was almost the title of the movie, Rocky II Redemption.
Oh, no kidding. I never knew that.
Yeah. And I read that. So, you know, you also got to take with a grain of salt. Sometimes some of these things you read might not be accurate, but that is what I read.
Okay. Sure.
And it is. If you think about it, and, you know, obviously we know what redemption means. And if you look at the movie, he is. He's kind of trying to redeem himself. He's like, look, I gave this heavyweight champion the best I could, and I came so close.
Right.
And of course, Adrian wants him to get out of boxing.
Right.
So they're getting married right now with the very minimal people to this wedding. the pet shop owner lady. I've got Gazzo's there. Mickey's there.
Yep.
Gloria, that's her name. The pet
Gloria.
Shop. I'm trying to think of her name. I couldn't think of her name. Yep. You know, and another humorous line that was written.
Invested condominium.
Gazzo's pulling him over.
I know. Yes, so
how much he got paid for the fight, you know, and what do you want to invest your money? That's hysterical.
It is.
You know what's you want to know the really funny part about that though?
What's that?
This movie came out, I was 12 when it came out. I didn't get the joke.
Oh really?
I was 12. I'm like, he doesn't use condominiums. I don't understand.
Well, you know, it was a different time and a different age for us.
Oh, so true, so true.
You know,
it's so funny. His face right now, he looks at condominiums and he leans in a little bit. I never use them. And the funny part is that Gazzo just goes, and they all leave. He doesn't even explain it to him.
No. But the link between Rocky and Gazzo, now, wasn't it supposed to be like in the original writings that they were stepbrothers?
That's what I read also, and I did hear that he was supposed to be – well, I originally heard he was supposed to be an older brother and then a stepbrother, and I'm sure there's a lot of things behind that. But, yeah, that's what I heard as well.
Yeah, which is kind of – you know, it's just kind of like, oh, okay. You know, you try to put the pieces together.
Sure.
You know, to see where they kind of fit, because obviously – in an hour and a half or whatever movie, you can't get everything in there.
No, it's definitely harder to get every single thing in there, like you said. But it's, I did read the same thing. And so, of course, you know, they get married, they go back, and he's, you know, never getting rid of me. And they're a married couple with Butkus in a really dirty apartment. So. And now they're going to be starting their new life. You would have thought he won the Powerball. I mean, didn't have two sticks to rub together. And now he's got a decent amount of money. So he's buying a car, he's buying a house, buying a watch, you know, all this stuff. And of course, the tiger jacket.
Right.
You know, looks at that. Oh, look at that. That's class.
Hey, you like to have a good time. You got to have a good watch.
Buys Paulie one, you know, and then he goes to the pet shop. He gets the leather matching bracelet.
That's class.
Fuck his scholar. And then they go buy a townhouse or a brownstone, whatever they're called out there, to get out of that apartment. I mean, that thing's like a mansion to them.
Oh, yeah.
And a tiny little apartment. A tiny little apartment. So You know, and then after they go and buy the townhouse, the scene goes to Apollo's house, where his wife is walking in, and he's up top, remember? And
oh, yeah,
reading the fan mail, or the hate mail, I should say.
Yeah, right.
Saying, you know, how you call yourself a fighter? How'd you carry that bum that long? And
right.
Fight was fake. Go kill yourself. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that probably really happened to these athletes.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. Yeah, even in today's day and age.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but probably more on social media.
You can see I'm a Mets fan. And in 1986, when Bill Buckner let that ball go through, it's like Bill Buckner had to move out of Boston. He had to leave. They were threatening his family. Are you kidding me? Over a baseball game?
I know. Same with
I would have been heartbroken if they lost, but it's a baseball game.
What about and the kid from Chicago Cubs, Steve Bartman.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I mean, the guy was getting death threats for crying out loud for catching a foul ball that, you know, if it was 3 feet either way, the person would have done the same damn thing, you know?
Yeah, sure.
You know, everyone's crazy. So judgmental until you're put in that position.
Exactly.
You know?
So then after they buy the place, you see them in the hospital. The agent's finding out that she's pregnant. Rocky's waiting in the hallway, bouncing the little black ball that he always has with him.
Oh, yeah.
And they find out they're going to have a baby, which, I mean, you'd almost have to do that. You can't just have the two of them. You'd have to solidify something to it.
Sure, sure. Make them a family.
What's that?
Make them a family.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just them anymore. She's happy. He's happy. Well, what else could we add to this relationship? And we add to what needs to be done. And so they, you know, that made sense. And then, of course, the commercials come up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. He really played it up. I'll tell you that.
Smeal manly. Do you really feel the Smeals manly?
Oh, it's so funny. I mean, the first one where the caveman beast aftershave and that guy who's trying to get him to sign the deal and make a Rocky doll and do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But what I do like about it is it's the first time you see Adrian kind of stand up, because he's like, you know, I'm trying really hard over here and you're saying this and that. That's rude. Isn't that rude, Adrian? And Adrian just has this stern look on her face.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know, she didn't like that they were playing him for a fool. She stood up for her husband. So that was really cool to see her kind of blossom and develop already into the strong woman she was going to become in the saga.
Yeah.
Because she was just a very shy, nervous wallflower all the time. So it was pretty cool to see that.
Yeah, she's very proud of her husband and his accomplishments. And, you know, they're making him out to be kind of a joke, you know, and she don't want to see that.
Well, I think especially, too, when he got in there and he was messing up the lines, you know, and you heard the people snickering and laughing and they're like, oh, you know, they're making fun of him, like you said. Yeah. They're making fun of him. And then the funny part is that the director really didn't mean it making fun of the night. When he comes to read off the dummy cards, those are called dummy cards.
Right.
They're not called dummy cards because he's stupid. That's what they're called. And he did not like that.
No.
He did not like that at all. And then, of course, after the Beast one, he goes and does the Rocky one, or the Boxer one, I should say, where he's in the ring and he's got the fake prosthetics on.
Right.
Definitely not looking the part, looking like a joke.
Yeah.
And
they got to be crazy for doing this in front of my wife.
He just said that line itself. I got to be punchy to be doing this in front of my wife.
Yeah.
And, if you think about his mindset, he was a nobody, another bum from the neighborhood.
Sure.
He proved that he wasn't. He went up against the heavyweight champ, made a name for himself, got a big paycheck. But it's like, now what? What else is there? Now, and it kind of breaks your heart because I'm sure there's so many people out there like that have done things like that where what else now? What now?
Right.
It's got to be hard. And for him to try to get a job, you know, when he goes and starts applying to all these places and applies to the agency.
There was a bank, I think, and then
and they're looking at him like, you're a boxer, man. What are you doing? Yeah. He just wants this. He thinks he could just get an office job.
Yeah.
He didn't even graduate high school. How could you get an office job?
Right. Not with your level of education.
Yeah. Or experience.
Right.
Or experience. They're even telling him, why don't you just get, you know, a menial labor job? And because that's really all he could get.
I really love the line and it kind of sticks with me when, in, you know, he's talking to the banker, whoever it is. And he's like, I heard you're a pretty, you know, you're a really good boxer. And
yeah,
he's like, why don't you fight? He's like, have you ever been hurt, been hit in the face a couple thousand times?
Yeah.
Starts to sting after a while.
Kind of stings after a while. I mean, yeah, right? He doesn't want to do that forever. And then the other guy he's talking to says, come on, man. You don't have a high school diploma. You have no experience. He's like, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
And they show him now he's – this is where he's giving Buckus a bath, complaining to Buckus.
You don't want to hear my problems.
Love that dog. God, I love that dog.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's just so chill. I've always wanted one too, but I've always gotten hyper labs.
Oh,
complete opposite of calm mastiffs.
Okay. It's like having a horse in your house.
A mastiff? Oh, you had one?
Well, no, we have my daughter's Newfoundland at the moment.
Oh, okay. Oh, so yeah, huge dog.
It's like having a horse in the house.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got four cats and a Newfoundland. I'm like, I need a giraffe and a rhino, and I got the ark.
And instead of building that pond, you can go build an ark, right?
I know. I could build an ark for my pond.
Oh, God. So now the scene's on here where Paulie got him the job at the butcher at Shamrock Meats.
Yes.
So now he's in the butcher shop. He's hauling beef around. They're all cutting it up. And, you know, you think to yourself, well, yeah, this kind of makes sense. It's not like he needs a diploma to do this. And he's working hard. He's doing what he has to do. And again, another thing that just breaks your heart. He's going to get laid off from it. It's just sad.
And it's like you were this close to becoming the heavyweight champion of the world. And now you're hauling meat, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And I can identify. I used to work years ago. I worked in a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
It's no fun.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's no fun. It's not a picnic.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The stench.
Yeah, you get it's almost like a thankless job. Everybody loves steaks and burgers, you know, but doing what you have to do to get them.
I don't think I ate meat for 2 years.
I was like, I believe it. I would have hated them too.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's so funny. Another lifetime, I guess.
Right. So now they're still showing him in the meat house, telling him like sides of beef are like old friends.
Yeah. Old friends never tasted this good.
Foreman calls him over and tells him he got to let him go.
Right. And the foreman, he was in, was he in?
He was in lockup.
Lockup. Yes.
Remember when in the football scene? Remember the football scene? He goes, man, what was that? He's like, the F train, son.
I loved Eclipse.
He was in that.
Wasn't he the boxer? Not Lords of Flatbush, but the one Stallone wrote. Oh my God, why am I drawing a blank on this? The one he wrote after Rocky.
Paradise Alley?
Yeah, wasn't he in Paradise Alley? Didn't he play the boxer?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie and make it up. I don't know.
I thought he played the boxer.
Yeah, we'll have to look that one up for next time. Or if somebody knows, put it in the comments. Because I have the phone right now running this movie, so I can't really go check it out.
But I always thought it was pretty cool how Sly brought – like his, I don't want to say his entourage, but
no, I know he's saying though. He's worked with them before. They made a connection. They made a relationship together, a professional relationship.
Absolutely.
So they try to always use the same people. That makes sense. I mean, any actor would or should do that.
I always thought that was so cool for him just to like, you know, bring them along with him. I always thought like, wow, you know what? Good for you. You know?
Yeah.
Good for you for thinking of other people like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 99% sure that he was in that movie.
I said, somebody put in the comments, but after the show's recorded, we'll look it up anyway, and we will put it out there for next episode if it is or not, only because I can't check right now. But I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure you're right. I'm pretty sure you're right, yeah. It's not like he's an unmistakable guy. He's a very distinct look. He's a big guy.
Yeah,
he's done a ton of movies, too. He's good. I mean, and unfortunately, I think he passed like last year or something, or the
year
prior.
Did he really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was fairly recently. It was only like last year or the year prior. I don't remember when, but he died. Yeah.
Yeah, I love him.
So I've seen that where he sold the Trans Am to Pauly.
Oh, breaks my heart.
Now he's downstairs hitting the heavy bag. The Reyes heavy bag. Do you know how hard that is to find that bag? I've been looking.
Is it really?
God.
I've never looked. What is mine? Mine's TKO.
My old one was Everlast, but then I wanted to get a Reyes one because he had it, and I haven't been able to find one.
No kidding.
But he tells Adrian that he got fired. I don't know. It was like economics, he says.
That's economics, yeah.
And he says to her, he thinks he wants to go back to fighting again, and you can see already Adrian's not having it. She's just like, you gave me your word, Rock. And, you know, she's worried about him going blind.
Yeah.
I see great. I see like a beagle or something. Oh, man.
I see like a beagle. he cracks me up.
But you can see in the scene, too, like he's kind of half punching the bag. It's almost like he's a broken man. Like he's like, I got a wife. I have a baby on the way. I can't even help them. I can't even support them. And then when she says she'll go back to work at the pet shop, he didn't like that. What do you mean?
No.
I'm supposed to bring the money. I'm the man, you know. She's like, I'm not going to catch any pet shop disease. I'll be okay. And he just didn't want to hear that.
No.
And that was the way it was back then. You know, women, he felt he should have – he makes the money.
Yeah, he's the breadwinner.
But when he tells her, he's like, I guess, could we have dinner? Let's get dinner ready. And then he starts hitting the bag and hitting it a little harder and hitting a little more hard, a little harder again. He's upset.
Oh, yeah.
He's upset. And he plays it so well, too, because he doesn't say anything. He's not cursing. Nope. He's not screaming and losing his temper. But you could see on his face, he's just broken down. He's what have I done? I can't even take care of my family.
Right. And sometimes sometimes the most powerful scenes or the most powerful things is when there's just silence.
Oh yeah. Oh, I agree 100%. I think so many writers overwrite a scene now sometimes.
Sure.
Or an actor overacts a scene. I felt where it's, you know, kind of, I compare it a lot to singing. I've always said, like, my girls will listen to something. I said, oh, they got that American Idol over singing in them. You know, they just do too much. Mm-hmm. Sometimes less is more. Just sing it, you know, naturally.
Without a doubt. I couldn't agree more. And he's just hitting the bag, and you can just feel it resonate through your body. Yep. Like, I can definitely feel what he's feeling.
Yep. So he goes and walks Buckus over to Mighty Mix to talk to Mickey about coming back to the gym.
Sure.
Even with he knows Adrian's not thrilled about it, which is so odd because he, you know, wants to just make Adrian happy. She doesn't want him to do it. So they're at like a crossroad here. What do I do? So he asks him this scene here, too. This movie it solidifies Mickey as his father figure so much.
Right.
This scene here. And then the church scene. Both of those scenes are just Mickey became his father figure.
Sure.
He didn't have a father growing up.
Right.
And he's just trying to help him. You know, Mickey. Right. Mickey be like, yeah, let's go get him. Let's break that brother. Yelling at him and stuff. Yeah. Rock said maybe we could do better. Maybe we could win. Nikki's like, you want to go blind?
Nobody going to go blind.
Yeah. This is so well done here. I love when he does this. Like, let me show you something here.
Yeah.
Look at my nose.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at his nose.
Old broken down.
He does this, you know. When you see my finger, let me know. And he says he sees it at a good distance.
Yep.
And then he's got to try the other lamp.
Yeah. The other lamp. Yeah, I love it. Love the lingo.
Creed would have caved in the whole side of your face by the time he saw it. And Mickey knew it. Yeah. Tells him he has the heart, not the tools.
Right.
Every athlete goes through that, not at his age, but every athlete eventually has to hang him up.
Oh, sure.
But where he ended, he couldn't do it. And then when Mickey gives him that slap, Rocky just kind of puts his head down and fixes his hat.
Yep.
Doesn't say a word. He just looks like, I mean, he's got tears in his eyes and
a broken man.
He is absolutely a broken man.
Broken man, and it's like you kind of see your mortality at that point. You know,
yeah,
you're like, yeah, I can't do what I want to do. You know,
yeah.
The thing that I love the most, I can't do no more. You know, is what he's thinking at the moment.
And you're adding all of what's going on together. So you got, I can't get a job. I finally found the job. I got to let go of the job. My wife's pregnant. You know, we just got married. I told her I was going to take care of her. I can't go back to boxing. My manager's even telling me I can't go back.
Right.
It's like, what? I mean, it's brutal.
It's just got a kid brutal on the way.
Oh, my God. It's just so brutal. What do you do? He's like, he doesn't even know what to do.
Yeah, he's just in a corner just like going,
Right?
And we would all be like that. We've all been there at one point or time or the other, just like the whole universe is caving in on us, and we're like,
no,
you know.
And then, we've all been there. It was long before the infamous keeping forward speech, but this is what it was about. Keep moving forward.
That's right.
So this is another, now we're in Apollo's office, and Tony's telling him, you know, he said last time the guy was lucky. He's done. He's finished. We're good. Any trainer worth anything wouldn't have nothing to do with it. He wants Apollo to forget about him. He knows he's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Duke definitely knows. Duke definitely knows.
Oh, but the best part was when Apollo said, you think I beat him last time?
Man, I won, but I didn't beat him.
Right? And
right
then we
there.
Know what Duke said. Yep.
Right there. I yep. heard it in the background.
Yep. He said, Duke said, you got the decision, man. I won, but I didn't beat him.
That's right.
You know, and then here comes the one of the best Duke parts.
He's all wrong for us, baby.
It's all wrong for us, baby.
So you beat that man. Like I never saw no man get beat before. And the man kept coming after you.
He's like, no.
We don't need that kind of man in our life.
Tony Burton is so underrated.
You look up a definition of the word passion, and his picture should be there.
Yeah.
Because it's so much passion and emotion that he talks.
Yeah. He's.
Just, I mean, in here, again, now it's so funny because now you got a father figure of Duke and Apollo.
Right.
Where he's saying he's all wrong for us. Just let him go. You're the champ. Let's move on. And Apollo, being the heavyweight champion and the Ali-esque, I'm the greatest, couldn't handle the fact that some people thought he didn't win that fight.
Right.
Some people saw he almost went down.
Right. And you look at – he was what? Undefeated, right? Apollo was undefeated at the time. Huh? And you have a nobody who he picked out of a book who it could have went either way, you know. And, and the decision or the points, your ego has got to be crushed. Oh. Just crushed.
Well, you see in the scene where he's at home with his wife and he's not playing with the kids and he's just reading the hate mail.
Yeah.
He can't get it out of his head.
No.
He cannot get it out of his head. He's saying, that's why he's like, if I'm running this campaign myself, he didn't have another Miles Juergens. He's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put something in the newspaper, bring this guy out. And he puts the stallion chicken in there. And, you know, and Rocky looks at it and he kind of goes over to those other guys. Oh, yeah, funny, huh? It bothered him.
Sure it did.
It bothered him.
Sure it did.
You know, and but yeah, Apollo just he redemption. He wants to redeem himself. This guy shouldn't have lasted more than three rounds, and only because I let him go two more. In Apollo's mind, I should have took care of him in one round.
Right.
This guy has no business being in the ring with me.
Right. Right. Kind of like Ali and Wepner, you know? Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. You know? Exactly like that. And then he's working in the gym now, so he's kind of around it. I don't know if he's making any money. He never talked to Mickey about getting paid.
That's true. That's true. Can't be making a lot for carrying a spit.
No, I can't imagine that. Then he gets the bucket of spit. Hey, oops. Don't you have anything tougher to say than oops?
Yeah.
They're all giving him crap. Are you kidding me? This guy almost rocked Apollo Creed. They're talking to him like he's some punk.
Right. Yeah. And who was the – oh, geez. Who Who was the fighter in the ring? No, that wasn't
during the. During the what? I'm sorry.
They were sparring. He's like, "Oops, you can't think of something better to say." Am I thinking?
Oh, it was Roberto Duran.
Okay. Yeah. He sparred with him. Yeah,
Roberto Duran.
You can catch him. You can catch Creed.
Great, yeah. He's all about trying to build up his speed.
Yep.
And Gazzo comes in and asks him what's going on. Why don't you come back to work at the docks? And that's the funny part. And now he's offered a job to make money that he was making. Granted, it probably wasn't a ton of money. You get like $50 here and $20 there.
Right.
He was offered the job and he said no. So inside, he's trying to better himself from that person that started.
Right.
And the part where
he pulls out the cross, right? He pulls out his cross. He pulls out his cross.
Yeah.
He says, I'm not going to go back to that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just a different person. He's like, I'm not. That's the old me. I've moved past that.
Right.
I have a nice house I live in now. I have a wife. I have a baby on the way. I have a car. We had a car, you know, he's not strolling the docks trying to beat somebody for $20.
Right.
And then he goes home after sweeping up the dirty gym and turns the TV on. And that's when he hears Apollo and Brett Musburger.
Yep.
And Apollo's going all out to bait him back in. He's like trying to get him there. TV on, and they go to the heavyweight palatial gym. Make it a little
Italian,
hotter.
Italian who? Isn't Apollo? Oh,
he plays the part so well.
Yeah, he's really goading him. Call me anytime. Call me collect.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people out there want to see me in a rematch with a timid fellow who calls himself the Italian Stallion. But this man does not have the honor to meet you. Or is it Scallion? Now, what's his name?
Or is it Scallion? You know, he's playing the part. He's like, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get this guy in the ring. And what he's doing is working. You can see it in Rocky's face.
Certainly. He's definitely goading him into it.
Yeah.
Now I'm ready to have a rematch to prove that this lucky book fighter, that's what it was.
His ego is so bruised at this point.
The best he felt was when he asked Apollo if he gave him his best in the hospital, and then he got married, and then after that it went just down.
Yeah.
You can see by the look on his face and his eyes, he just walks away from the TV. Adrian comes out like, where's he going? He just walks upstairs. Didn't say a word to anybody. Mickey, of course, is eating crackers in his bed and gets pissed off. Throws his cup. Lousy bum.
Lousy bum. I love that scene.
Oh, Mickey, you gotta love him.
Yeah,
gotta love him.
Burgess Meredith, what a freaking actor, man! Wow.
Oh God, and this, like we talked about in that one episode, other people playing the role. You can't see anybody else playing this role. No,
you know, and you almost, you know, sometimes you wonder, like, you know, there's a script, right? But I mean, there's definitely ad libs. You know, where they just kind of go off script and they add some of it just seems like, wow, this just came out of left field, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then now they go back to the scene where Rocky's upstairs and Adrian finally came upstairs. Like, what are you doing? And he's pouring his heart. I want you to have good things. I want the kid to have good things.
Sure.
You know, he's pouring his heart out to her. Like, look, I got to go back to fighting. So I can give us good things.
Right.
You know, for a few reasons. Number one, I do think he wanted to try and do better against Apollo again. Number two, he's as I don't want to say as stupid as he is, but let's face it. I mean, he's not the most intelligent, educated character.
Right.
He does know a second fight with Apollo would bring a huge payday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then he says to her, I don't ask you to stop being a woman. Don't ask me to stop being a man. Now, of course, today's generation would have a very big problem with that statement. But back in the late 70s.
I love that statement.
That's what it is.
You know,
we got a visitor who's seen the Rocky Five. Hey,
I'm sorry. Don't
be sorry.
That's troubles.
I thought Rocky was moving. I was like, what is going on back there?
He wants to be a star.
That's okay. Maybe we can make him one.
Troubles, get down. Come on.
Yeah, leave him. So, of course, Mickey comes to Rocky's house. I think we ought to knock his block off.
Yeah.
And what's so funny about this scene, though, is that they both look at Adrian. Adrian's looking at them, and he says he's sorry, and then Adrian just walks away.
Right.
Mickey has got the she'll get over it.
Yeah.
He could care less that she was upset.
Tony, we've all been there.
Yeah, right. And then now the press conference. Apollo got his way. He reeled Rocky back in for Super Fight 2. And let's face it, Apollo's looking very different than he did in the first fight in the press conference.
Oh, he's
serious, very mad, very.
No, he is.
This isn't going to be a joke. I'm not talking about he can cook. He's Italian and joking around.
Right.
He is not. He is 100% business. He keeps looking at Rocky. He's like, I think he wants to fight him right there.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's ready to rock and roll.
He says, you know, this time you're going to see the real Apollo Creed. Lightning fast, no playing, no jiving, just business. And he says, do you think you have a chance with Apollo this time? He goes, I don't know. He looks pretty mad. He even knows.
Oh, yeah.
But he doesn't seem to have any fire in him. You could tell he doesn't have the Adrian blessing. He doesn't have.
Right.
And he's looking down. He's looking around. He's just not. There's no confidence. Nothing. He's going through the motions.
Yep.
And Apollo was doing everything he could to try to make it as humiliating as possible, having it in the Philadelphia Spectrum, Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
He didn't smile the whole press conference.
No. And how powerful is that to know that without his wife's blessing, his heart it's not there.
No.
You know, how powerful is that just to know that, you know, I need her in my corner. You know?
The one reporter asked if he had anything derogatory to say about the champ.
Yeah.
And says, yeah, he's great.
He's great.
Obviously, Rocky didn't look up derogatory.
No.
But, and then Apollo gets up and he's like, come November, you're mine. Walks away. And he's Rocky's like, man, what did I get myself into? Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
Yeah, right.
And now they're showing the scene where Rocky and Mickey are watching the film of the first fight.
We need speed.
And this is where, yeah, this is where he's talking about how he's, you know, jabbing his the in his eye and mm-hmm. how bad left-handers are. Southpaws are the worst. The yeah. worst. Now, I'm sure you know the reason why he wrote this into this movie of fighting right-handed, right?
That was because he had torn his was it his bicep or his deltoid?
It was the bicep or the shoulder or something along yeah. there where he couldn't do the constant jabbing with his right hand because he's a lefty. So they
he was working out with he was working out with Franco Colombo, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. He will beat you uglier than you are now. I can tell. Oh, Mickey. He's got to get speed. And
yeah.
The next scene cracks me up too. The next scene where he's the chicken. Get some speed in legs.
I feel like a Kentucky fried idiot.
That's another great line.
I got to make a shirt of that.
How great is that?
I got to
make a shirt. You know what you do? Put that, I feel like a Kentucky fried idiot with just a chicken on it.
Yep.
You know?
I got to do that.
You should put a chicken with her headband. Like yes. he has.
I will work on that.
Like he had.
He's like in 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
Chicken with boxing gloves and a red headband. I feel like a Kentucky Fried Idiot.
Yep. Oh, man. And now he's running around this little yard trying to catch this chicken. And, yep, he comes up. I feel like Kentucky Fried Idiot. It's one of the funniest. Like, I cracked up when I first heard it. I still laugh when I hear it.
I know. Every time.
Yep. I've never really tried it, so I don't know how difficult it is to catch that chicken, but it doesn't look very hard.
Well, I grew up on a farm, right. And let me tell you, they can move.
Oh, I was joking. I was being sarcastic. Trust me, I don't think I can catch it.
They can move.
Well, they're they're moving like this too.
Yeah,
it's not even like they're just running straight.
It's like a kind of like a squirrel. They're just in all over the place.
And now, of course, they're showing him training with Mickey in the gym, and he's half in it. Now they're showing Apollo where he's hitting that bag. He's not playing. He's skipping rope 100 miles an hour.
Right.
Leroy Neiman's drawing behind him. I mean, it's just he's not playing. He is not playing around.
No.
He's Apollo got the shirt on. He hears the chanting of Apollo in the background. Yeah, he's not this one here where he destroys his sparring partner.
Right.
He's like, you got to go easy on these sparring partners. You just get me another one. He is not. And then they show Rocky and he's hitting the heavy bag. I mean the speed bag. I'm sorry.
Right.
Mickey's like, that bag too fast for you? Yeah. And he's right though. Cause you can see in his face. He's just
not there.
No,
he's checked out.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not jumping rope. He's like, what is this? What's going on? He gives him the famous line, of course, of eating lightning.
Yep. And it wasn't with a heavy bag where he's like, where he tied the one arm behind his back. And
he tied it on because he wanted him to jab as a righty. So he wanted him to use the left hand to jab.
He's like, where was I? Five?
Yeah, he's like, what was that again?
Oh God! You can just tell he's just not there.
Well, and even Mickey even asked him in the one scene, like right now, he's going, "Are you sick, kid? Like, what's wrong with you?"
Right.
And then he tells him, he's like, "For 45 minutes, you got to train hard for 45,000 minutes." You know, he's asking him, "Are you listening?"
Yeah,
you ain't trained one.
Right.
And Rocky's just shaking his head. I don't know.
That's the Adrian factor.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you said, how crazy is that? That without that blessing, he's checked out. Like you said, he's absolutely checked out.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, Paulie goes across the street to the pet shop.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And asks her to, stop. Tell him it's okay. It's not that easy. It's not like you're telling him he can go out for the night with the guys for a few beers. I mean, it's right. just
Right.
She's doesn't want to tell him to do something that could potentially hurt him, blind him, kill him. Right. Who knows?
Sure.
Like she says, she goes, I love him. You don't. I got to live with this. And Paulie, of course, has the couth and the suaveness of talking like a gorilla. So
he needs goddamn squirrels.
Yeah, it's just what happens. It's like, he goes blind, you walk away. I can't. And then, of course, she gets mad and upset, yell and raise her voice, stands up for herself. But then the stomach starts to contract a little bit.
Yep.
And another great not saying anything scene. Mickey comes in the locker room and Rocky's getting changed. And he's giving him crap again. He's like, where's your guts? Yeah. And Rocky's like, what's your problem, Mick? And he tells him, you know, it's your problem, not me. You got a problem.
You got a ticker problem.
But then he tells him he's training like a bum.
Yeah.
and that clicked. He's like, and the guy, the owner, comes in and tells him they need him across the street. Something, his wife's sick. And Rocky's face just, he could have barreled through the wall and went to the pet shop.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know, Mickey is part angry with him because he's not giving his all and doesn't really, really get why. And part like, look, if you're not going to do this, don't get in. You're going to kill yourself if you get in there in the way you shape your now.
Yeah.
And now, of course, they tell Rocky she's in a coma. He comes and sees her in the coma. And we're not going to see the baby. We'll see him together.
Mm-hmm.
He's very upset. He's crying. And it shows. Now, it's funny, too, because when I was younger, and less experienced in life, that the coma scene was a little too much, too long. But when you watch it now, when you're older and you break it down and you see like how much he was willing to stay, Paulie's like, I can't do this no more, and leaves.
Right.
Then he asks, is there a chapel here? And he goes in the chapel, and then Mickey comes in.
Yep.
He really had all those sequences had a lot of meaning and breakdown to that, to the film.
Sure. I agree with you. I mean, years ago, you know, it was like the coma scene seemed a little dragged out, but now,
yeah,
later in life, it definitely has meat to it. You know, you can really understand it. You can see it. You feel it.
And you put yourself in their shoes. You know, what would I be? Sure. Would I be out there training while she's in a coma?
Right.
It's like I said, then Mickey comes in the church, tells him it's 3 a.m. and wants to talk to him. And we all know the scene. We've seen it. It's great acting. Rocky didn't say a word. Rocky didn't say thanks. Rocky didn't say, I'm glad you're here. Rocky didn't say a word. He just stares. And he's listening. And what Mickey's saying is so powerful and meaningful. You know, he says he wants to tell him something. Just tell him once. So he's going to, like, get it out of his system. And the funny part is that you're listening to him. You almost never heard Mickey talk. He's always yelling.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
You know, and in this one here, he's just talking. He's like, you got a second shot at the greatest title in the world. It doesn't happen.
No.
And he's like, in case your brain ain't working so good, this all happens in a little bit there, buddy.
Yeah. Why don't you lay down like some kind of mongrel or something?
Yeah. Well, because he's getting frustrated. He knows what Rocky's capable of.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
There he goes. Yeah. Like, I mean, God's sakes. Yep. Just raw determination and brutal strength.
Yeah.
You know?
He looks at him. He's like, don't lay down in front of him like this. He's like, look, if you go out fighting and losing like he did the first time, he can live with
that. Sure.
But not like he's going now, especially with his lack of training.
Give it everything you got or don't do it at all.
Yep. Just and it's great, too, how he says, Apollo wants to prove to the whole world that you were some kind of freak the last time. Like you had no business being there.
Right. Right. Just another message in the Rocky universe.
Mm-hmm.
Give it all you got.
Yeah.
You know.
And then, of course, he says to him, like a, again, the father figure, if he was his father, he's like, look, if you're going to blow it, I'm going to blow with you. I'll sit down here. And they both just sit in quiet. And it's such a great scene, too, because he sits down. Rocky's already sitting down. He hasn't said a word. And then, of course, the camera backs out. And you see the two of them just sitting there facing forward, facing the altar, the big stained glass, like in the intro in the original movie.
Right.
It's just so good. So good.
Classic.
Yeah. I mean, did you, when you first saw it, did you think she was going to die?
Boy, I can't remember. I mean,
like I said, I was fairly young, so I really didn't dig too deep into it. Like I thought she, I was like, oh, she's going to die. You know? But
I don't remember. I really don't remember. I mean, it was so many from first, you know, so many years ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also too, looking at it now, you look back at it and you think to yourself, there's not like at first when Balboa came out and Adrian was dead, like at first I was not happy, but
I literally, I bet you without people knowing it, and I'm not a crier, but I'm pretty sure I definitely shed some tears when I saw that.
Yeah, I was not happy at all. I was very upset. But if you really look at the writing and you look at the film, he had to go back to the beginning where he had nobody.
Right.
He had nobody in his corner. He had nobody pushing him. And the biggest mistake he could have made was getting romantically involved with little Marie.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why the way that relationship was and stayed was perfect.
Yes. I'm going to say a little. When she kissed him, I'm like, no.
She did bring Rocky. She brought the picture of Adrian, though. We'll give her that.
I was not happy. Adrian.
So he's in the hospital reading her his poem that he wrote about falling on the ice and he'll always be there to catch her. And he's sleeping on the edge of the bed, and you see her little hand move. I'm like, oh, she's not going to die. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
And then Rocky's like, I knew you'd come back. And it's just so wholesome and amazing scene. And then the next scene when they bring in the baby, which is baby, which is really Sly's son.
Was that Sergio or was that Sage?
Yeah. No, Sergio. And then one of the most inspirational 2 seconds in movie history is about to happen. Mickey says, is that it? Looking at the baby. Like it was a little monkey they brought in.
I know.
And they talk about naming him. And
Paulie's a good name.
Yeah, Paulie. Like she's like, no, we're not naming him Paulie. That's not happening. And then he actually is ready to accept this. He's like, look, if you don't want me to deal with Creed, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And of course, come here. You know, maybe I could show it. There you go.
Win.
What are we waiting for? Oh, thank goodness. The theater went ballistic.
Oh, if the that just went insane. The freaking blood flowing and the juices moving. Oh,
well, we're going to stop that right there because that's a perfect place to stop. We'll come back with the training scene and, of course, the fight. We're a little over an hour, so we're a little over, but I think it went good where the discussion kind of, we weren't a lot of dead time with commenting on the movie, but like I said, please by all means chime in and let us know. But so yeah, she says win, and that's all Rocky needed to hear, and he comes out of the hospital like a man on a mission.
That's right.
So we can we'll catch up with that one on the next episode. We'll finish that up. Sorry I went a little long. little over an hour and 5 minutes, but you know, a lot to say about that movie. But
oh, absolutely. There's
We'll give the usual props to Mr. Rick here. Get your merchandise.
Oh, thank you.
Round 14 or Rocky or Balboa, or like we talked about last episode, get Batman or Superman or whatever, Dark Knight. You know, you could do anything.
I gotta get down to the shop sometime soon.
The new on the books is coming soon. The Kentucky Fried Idiot chicken shirt will be released shortly.
Yeah.
So we can get that going.
You know, now with the good weather coming around, I need rainy days.
Right.
I think next week looks pretty crappy, so I may be down in the shop.
There you go.
You know.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, we'll catch up with the rest of Rocky II, the training sequence and the fight.
Looking forward to it.
But until then, I will see you next week.
You got it, brother. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. All right. Well, that'll be it for us. And hopefully you tune in next week to see the remainder, which is the best part of the movie. Thanks for watching. We'll see you then.